Blog Talk Radio.
He said yes, she said yes, thus began a brand new life. He was from a foreign land, now they lived as man and wife. He didn't have a lot to give her, she didn't already own. But when December blew in,
Hello. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. And That song that you just heard is from Sabrina and Craig, these very awesome kind of, I don't know, folk singers, even though this song, you know, was somewhat mellow. But I was supposed to have them on back then, you know, back for the holidays. I'm looking forward to having them on the show pretty soon. So definitely I'll let you guys know when that happens. Anywho, today's guest, she goes by the name of Marilyn Redmond. She is an author, an international syndicated columnist and writer and so forth. But she also kind of dabs in, I guess, in the world of therapeutics and stuff like that. So this woman has definitely a lot of experience and looks like she has many hats. So I don't want to talk to her just as an author. I kind of want to know a little bit all around what she's done and who she is and, you know, what are her future goals. So without further ado, I'm going to have Marilyn live. Good afternoon, Marilyn. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just well, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. So like I mentioned, you are a woman with many hats. Though today we're having you on the show as, you know, as an author and speak about your new book, I also want to know a little bit more, you know, about your background and, you know, you've done so much. So I guess we could just start off just speaking about your new book, which is The Paradigm Busters, correct?
No, that's the one that's coming out next. The one that's we're going to talk about is The Real Meaning of 2012, A New Paradigm for Bringing Heaven to Earth.
Okay, perfect. So give us a little synopsis of what that means, the real meaning of 2012.
Well, we have been fortunate in our lifetimes that the energy of the planet Earth has changed. That's what 2012 was about. That was the change that brought more light to planet Earth so that we could raise our consciousness, our lives, into a higher energy of love, so that we could actually outgrow our fear. And fear comes from the ego. So as we're moving the ego out of our running our lives, which some people call edging God out, we can move that out so we don't have to be influenced and react from fear anymore. We can actually move into a higher loving existence of which we are truly our true birthright, so as being spiritual beings. So this is a transitional time, and my book explains the energy about that.
Okay, that's wonderful. And writing about the, you know, about this, these sort of topics, I'm imagining that, you know, you do your research. Is it something that you already really studied in the past, or is it something that just came to you that you wanted to write about?
Well, that's a really good question, because I do a lot of research, but what's actually happened in this situation is my own personal experience. I have had to come out of a lot of trauma, crisis, and domestic violence, illnesses, and various things. So in outgrowing all those things, which we can leave behind us, and that's what the book really is saying, we can move into that higher loving space, which is truly where we belong to be. So if this is basically explaining the transition I've gone through, however, through my intuition, the answers have come to me, and that's what is basically in the book.
Okay. You know, that being said, you're also a spiritual minister, and do continue to do spiritual counseling and healing. That is something, you know, that's something very wonderful, and you have to have this, I guess, how do I say it? You really have to be not a, maybe a people person, but you have to really connect yourself with other human beings that you probably never met before in your life. Did that ever somewhat take a toll in your life? Did it take away too much from you, you know, healing people and, you know, and having to be connected spiritually?
Well, it's really enhanced it, not taken away anything. It's really added to it, because when you can empathize with the person who's having their difficulties because you've been there, and that's what real counseling is about, is if you've already experienced that, you can share your experience, strength, and hope with that person. And that's real counseling, where they can come and move forward because you're sharing your energy with them. And a lot of counseling today is what I call head trips, and it's not really getting into the energy and the emotions inside your heart so that they is free to be released. And when someone is sitting next to you that's safely done that, then it's safe to open up your heart and get yourself into a higher loving frame of mind, which works better in our lives, obviously. And but most of us are so secure and are just really mired in fear. And when you've seen people that are safe to be around and you can finally express all the things that you need to get out of your system, we suppress our energy, our negative energy, and our traumas, and don't necessarily share them unless it's a safe environment. So that's what I try to create for people, is they can walk out of that and express it, leave it behind, and it's no longer going to be the motivation in their life.
That's quite wonderful. And let's rewind a little. How did you, was it an intuition growing up that you had, and it kind of, you know, you kind of walked into that world, or was it something that all of a sudden sparked your interest and you decided to do that?
Well, it actually was a combination of both. What an interesting question. as a young child, I intuitively knew in church that I wasn't necessarily hearing the truth. And I'd say, well, that's not what the Bible verse says. The minister would be saying something that would be in opposition to it. So at various points, I recognized that we weren't necessarily hearing the truth. Now, as a very young child, how would I know that? So intuitively, I had some inner truth in me that seemed to help identify that. But I wasn't able to actually apply it into my life, those truths I was hearing, until I left my domestic violent marriage and was on my own and had the time and opportunity to actually access that information that was coming to me, and to help others with it, because I know today the answers are within. And when we look without to supposedly experts and authority figures and even medicine, they're not really giving us the answers that are working for us. They're controlling and manipulating us is what they're doing. So when we look within, then we can be set free of all those other factions in our life that have been involved with us, and we are free to move on and be our true selves.
Okay. How have, you know, in this journey of your career, how have you decided to, I guess, to bless other people with your knowledge? You know, some people do lectures, others, you know, for instance, you're writing as well. You know, how did you decide to move along, you know, what you've learned in life and your spiritual healing and your counseling and stuff like that?
Well, I've learned to let life just come into my life and to listen to it, accept it, and move in the direction it's taking me. I'm a retired school teacher, and when I left teaching, what came into my life was to teach in the junior colleges. So for a couple of years, I literally taught in several junior colleges, wellness centers, and adult education classes, teaching metaphysics, and also spiritual groups like the Edgar Cayce Association, ARE, Association for Research and Enlightenment. I've taught a lot and spoke a lot in those meetings. So it just kind of evolved, and then it's very interesting because as going through school, I was not what you'd call a wonderful English student. I just couldn't seem to put essays together for any reason. But nowadays, things I'm talking about in my classes and with my counseling just comes out on the page, and it just flows out. And I try to get it out to as many people as possible through my blog, which is marilynredmondbooks.blogspot.com, and through that's my blog. And then I have a website with articles. I have YouTubes with lectures and interviews and information for people trying to empower their lives and all kinds of. I just try to find as many avenues of opportunity, because you know the truth will set us free, but we have to know the truth. So the more searching I did, the more truth I found, and I'm applying it in my life, and that's actually happening to change my life in a big way today.
Most definitely, and we have to learn how to find the truth, because it's obviously, if it wasn't front in our face most of the time, then, you know, we'd know. So that's great. And I mean, and and you've mentioned a lot, you know, throughout our conversation already, you know, it's important to let go, you know, to free yourself, and that's how you're going to find, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. What, I guess for someone that's never gone in that route in their life, whether it be counseling or therapeutical or whatever, and they've gone through certain things, you know, in their life, whether if they consider it, traumatic or not, but, you know, somehow it's still affecting them, maybe not in the most positive way. I know that you probably might have a lot of, you know, things that you can recommend, but what one thing can one work with within themselves to let that that traumatic thing in their life? How can they let that go? What, is there something that you need to put in your head and your heart, you know?
Well, you just said it. When we get out of our head into our hearts, and then we meditate. And when you're meditating, you're actually releasing all those other voices that are outside of you from interfering, and you're actually able, in that stillness, to hear the truth, to hear the voice, the silent voice within that has your guidance for you. And in the past, I grew up in a situation where you weren't supposed to listen to that voice inside, but today it's become my source and focus of what's next in my life, what am I supposed to be doing, or if it comes up that I feel some anxiety, oh, maybe I'm going in a wrong direction. So I listened very carefully through meditation today. I have learned all kinds of techniques and for healing through meditation. I've had guidance into situations that are marvelous that I would have not normally have even pursued, but it just kind of came to through, this is the direction you're going, and just keep, you know, knocking on the door and it's going to open. And it's a marvelous new adventure today. Rather than reacting from the fear of those things outside of me, I can move forward in the love of the answers I receive from meditation.
Okay. So, I mean, you speak so freely about it. I mean, obviously now you're quite an expert. But I mean, I've interviewed several people that are kind of in this part of their life, and it's very outstanding the way that you guys carry yourself. You know, the calmness in your voice. You know, just everything. You know, about your life and the way that you present yourself. Is that something, like you mentioned, you know, when you were young, you kind of had an intuitive feeling of this is what you wanted to do, but is it something that you learned along the way to find the calm within, you know, and just who you are?
Yeah, that's exactly what our spiritual journey is about, is to learn to release the drama, forgive those people, and understand that they have their painful parts of their life that they're acting off of, and it really has nothing to do with me. They're just living their life, and I'm overreacting to what's going on with them instead of living my own. So when I moved into my own, I call it my own hula hoop, and got out of other people's business and started taking care of my own situations and healing them, peace of mind came. It was like the peace of spirit inside is extremely wonderful to achieve. I never thought it was possible because I came from a domestic violent childhood of abuse, and I came from a 30-year battering, abusive marriage, rape, and I never was in peace. I was always in crisis, chaos, and confusion, and turmoil. And so finding that peace is possible, but it was only possible through meditation and paying attention to what's going on from the inside rather than what people are telling me.
Well, that's very wonderful, Marilyn. You know, I applaud you for really... in between all that turmoil, you know, that you actually grew out of it and found a positive tunnel. You know, you saw the light at the end of the tunnel. That's good. You know, I guess maybe that came with being a strong human being or, you know, something.
No,
you know,
it came from learning to apply faith in my life. I was a big coward.
Okay.
I was a huge coward. I drank for courage.
Okay. So somehow, you know, you kind of just decided to go, you know, the faith route. Everyone's different. And luckily you've used everything you've learned and, you know, you're teaching others and helping others, and that's obviously quite wonderful. We spoke about your most current books. You're welcome. And I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about your upcoming book, if that's all right.
Well, this would be wonderful. Yes, Paradigm Busters, Reveal the Real You is also what we've been talking about. The book that my first book that you had me on the show for, The Real Meaning of 2012, is really the precursor to the coming book of Paradigm Busters, because the book that I've just published out, it's at Amazon.com right now, actually explains the energy shifts we can go through and explains the dynamics of the ego and releasing that into the love of who you are. Paradigm Busters completes this journey of giving you the step-by-step how to actually apply it into your life so that it works. There's so many different options out there that people say, well, you know, like The Secret came out several years ago about, you know, we have the answer, you know, as far as the law of attraction, but they left out the most important part. And my book brings in the part that really makes the difference for the change and transition to happen. My books actually help people to raise their consciousness, and that energy inside of you is what you attract. And so you can change your thinking all you want, but until you've actually released the fear and moved your energy into higher consciousnesses of acceptance and willingness and moving into places that are joyful, you're going to keep attracting what you always attracted. So we have to change our personalities into a higher consciousness. And Paradigm Busters is the ultimate book for step-by-step. How do I go through my system of what's happened to me in the past? How do I change that, release it, and move it in my essence into what I would call paradise or place of heaven on earth? So we really can take ourselves down the journey of doing that through following what the stages and the different chapters in the book present. If you just go chapter by chapter, each time you're going to be finding that you're in a new, higher place where you feel more joy in your life, more happiness, more things are going smoother for you instead of all this resistance that we've always had and the struggle and the suffering we've gone through. And it really works in all kinds of our parts of our lives. It not just works in our relationships and our finances, but it also provides us a healthy life. And so our medical answers are truly within. It's part of releasing the fear, which is manifesting as illness. And when we move into the love of our Creator, there is no illness. So we really can heal ourselves in all parts of our lives.
You know, that is quite amazing. And just to rewind a little bit on what you just said about, you know, The Secret and all that law of attraction, and I believe, well, obviously you are completely correct. They did miss a huge chunk in that whole teaching, and because it's quite, you know, like you said, yeah, you can think whatever you want and you can, like, really put it in your mind, but at the end of the day, if you're someone that still withholds fear and stuff like that, some people can't help but sometimes not think completely positive, you know? So you really have to clean yourself up first and then, you know, really elevate your mind and be like, you know, this is what I'm going to attract. So, you know, I would love to read this book and really learn those steps and, you know,
well,
and
that
learn.
Book will we'll be having it published in the next few months, and so it will be out shortly.
Okay, so possibly by the spring.
Yes, hopefully by then.
Okay, that's perfect. So,
but what you were saying was so true, is that when we come from our hearts, we're going to create and attract much better results. So it is an inner house cleaning, as you were just describing. I thought that was a really good way that you put it, because as we clean out what's inside that we have been attracting, we can release that, and it's no longer covering up the love that we really want to attract in our lives.
Exactly. And we've spoken about all your other ways of, you know, of passing your knowledge and your teachings, your lectures and your counseling and, you know, and stuff like that. I'm very interested that you had a radio show, or you continue to do so.
Well,
how was that experience for you? Uh-huh, go ahead.
Well, that was one of those experiences where it was just handed to me on a silver plate. This is before internet radio. And I was told at one time I would have a radio show. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I really hadn't even thought about it. And so in doing a little exploring, I called a vocational school, and they said, oh, you need to talk. I was just having questions about, you know, how it worked, and I needed answers. And so they said, call the local radio station. I live by Tacoma, Washington, call KLAY, and talk to them. That's the people you should be talking with. So I called the station manager, asked him all my questions because I was curious how it all came together. And at the end of the conversation, he says, you're hired. And I didn't even know I was applying for a job. I just was curious, trying to get my facts together. And so I went over the next Monday, and he showed me the situation, and I ended up on the air within a week. And it was just wonderful. The bills got paid. Things worked out smoothly. In fact, the radio manager was impressed. He says, you've never had a throwaway. And I said, well, what's that? And he says, well, some shows go better than others, and we don't replay them if we have to have something to replay in a situation, you know, like in the summer. Old television shows used to replay their best ones in the summertime from the winter series. And he says, you've never had any throwaways. And I thought, well, that's an interesting topic, because I never had even thought about it, but I just always asked for God's words to go in my mouth, and the show came off well, and those shows are still on my website. They actually are timeless. That's why they're still up there. The topics and the things we discussed in that show are true today as they were in those days. And I only got off my radio show at the time because I became very, very ill and could not continue working at that time.
Okay. So is it something perhaps that you might like to do in the near future? Or do you feel that was that?
Well, I'm always open to new opportunities. And right now... Mm-hmm. My opportunities are in the writing field, but I would not be against going. I really love that. What you're doing, I just had a ball doing it. It was such a high. It was such a marvelous experience. I met such wonderful people. It came mm-hmm. together very, very well.
Oh, I totally agree. I have a blast. And though I'm speaking to total strangers, I feel it's wonderful because everybody has such an awesome story, no matter what they do. So I totally agree with you. And even though it's, you know, a couple hours of my day, but I enjoy it. And I really enjoy putting people's knowledge out there and, or, you know, their talents or whatever. So, yeah. And you've mentioned that your books, we are able to find them on Amazon.com. Is there anywhere else that we can find your writings, or that's pretty much where you just like to send your readers to?
Well, I actually am available on several places on the Internet. Amazon.com does have my books in e-books, writings, and I also have my blog, which is MarilynRedmondBooks.blogspot.com, with a lot of articles, and my books are available on there. My website is AngelicasGifts.com. My first book, and this book, The Real Meaning of 2012, is available on my website. And I also have a lot of YouTube lectures, interviews, and information on YouTube's channeling information. So I'm available on many options of people looking around and looking for information, or they can even contact me at Marilyn, MARILYN, at AngelicasGifts.com, which is my email, and it's also on my website. And if you forget all those other things, you just Google Marilyn Redmond, and I'll pop up.
Yes, that is completely correct. If that was too much to take in, just really just Google her name, and everything will pop up. And as for her blog, I'm on it right now, and it's, you know, it's very up to date. So that's wonderful. You always want to meet a writer and keep up with a writer that's up to date and actually, you know, publishes some sort of writing at least once a week. So, you know, her last writing was on Saturday, so that's awesome.
Marilyn,
is there anything? You're welcome. Is there anything you'd like to mention? I know we already spoke about your new book that's out on Amazon. Your next book is, you know, prospectively will be out in the spring. Do you do any book signings, any appearances, any lectures coming up soon that you know of?
Well, there isn't anything planned right now because I have been down sick, and so I put everything on the back burner. So at this point, I'm just coming out of my illness and going to be back into action pretty soon here. So At this point, there's nothing other than I channel at my home every third Saturday of the month. That's on my website. Anybody is welcome if they're interested in hearing. I channel John the Divine from the Bible, Jesus, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, other archangels, like Archangel Ariel, does a lot of coming in and giving blessings and exercises to help people change their energy from fear to love. So there's a lot of opportunity on Saturday afternoon to come, and that's a standing event, so that's not one that is gone anywhere, and it will be continuing. And in fact, those channelings are on YouTube and have been for the last several years. They're actually they're a sequence of how you can raise that love into your life. They actually are kind of a step-by-step each month of how to move forward in your life and get that joy that we're all looking for.
Okay, so that's quite wonderful. I'd like to thank you so much for your time. I wish you my many blessings. I hope you feel better soon. And I'm glad you're up and running already. And I appreciate that, you know, you chose to speak to me right after.
Well, I want to thank you because I think this worked out very well, and I want to thank you. And you're doing a great service to the people out there, providing all kinds of information so that they can become aware. And that's very, very important.
Yes, of course. Just as for you, you know, you play a big part, so that's wonderful. Once again, thank you. I appreciate your time. Everyone that's been tuning in, make sure, if you know, she mentioned her, you know, her blog spot and stuff like that. But if you're in any doubt, just check out her website, angelicasgifts.com, and there's everything you need to know. Or if not, Google Marilyn Redmond or, you know, Amazon her name, and I'm sure that her books will pop up easily. So, Marilyn, thank you. Have a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Well, you have a great weekend yourself, and thank you again, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show. And as for us, you can keep up with us through the SashaMarinaShow.com, like our page on Facebook, and yeah, that never goes wrong, where everything's being posted there. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, all that stuff, through my name, Sasha Marina. So, yeah, stay tuned for more interviews this week. Bye-bye.